Now, of course, with this ruling, we have the massive seed, the massive cope from leftists, the threats of riots. We also have a complete ignorance and lack of understanding continually of what an abortion procedure, especially in the second trimester, actually involves. I've got family members who've worked in hospitals, friends who've worked in hospitals, all of whom used to be leftists on the issue, used to be pro-choice and support the right to kill babies. You'll find quite often that once they are exposed to this, not directly but indirectly, knowing what goes on in terms of abortions, especially second trimester, there's massive ignorance out there in terms of what do people think they do when they vacuum out these babies, when they go in with forceps and literally pull them limb from limb. Like, how did you think these babies were being killed? Gently put to sleep like you would an old dog. It's absolutely barbaric and horrific. And there was a video that came out last year from LifeSite News. Powerful video showing how second trimester abortions are performed. They show the people on the streets. They all say, yes, I'm pro-choice, blah, blah, blah. As soon as they see how they didn't know in the first place, people have just got a basic superficial level of thinking and no critical thinking skills. They don't even think beyond the first thought. How it's done, how this procedure, this barbaric, gruesome procedure is enacted, and how it's now being used as a form of contraception, a form of birth control, with women using it, again, just killing babies because they think it's a straightforward procedure. Again, cancers involved with women who have abortions through the roof, their inability to get pregnant again after having an abortion, significantly higher. The body rebels against this horrific, abnormal procedure. And again, this is what underscores a society based on treating its own progeny like medical waste. This is how we all go to hell in a handbasket very quickly indeed. But let's go to this video. These people were pro-choice until they watched this video of an actual abortion. And it's not an actual abortion, by the way. It's a cartoon graphic of what they do. But here is the clip. Let's roll it.
What are your thoughts about abortion?
I think that the women should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies.
I have to second that 110%.
I'm pro-abortion. People should have the choice if they're not ready.
Would you both support abortion all the way up to the moment of birth?
Oh yeah, I do. I do, yes.
I have nothing against it, and I think, you know, it's a right and a choice for people to exercise it.
I personally wouldn't do it, but like I wouldn't restrict anyone.
Pro-choice, for sure.
In one word, can you describe your thoughts on what you saw?
Disturbing.
Barbaric.
Yeah.
It's a form of like just taking life and just throw it in the trash. That's too much for me. I have children.
No, I don't think any kid, any baby, any infant, I mean, any fetus should go through that. No.
That's not okay. That changes my opinion.
The videos that you guys show me has changed my mind.
Seeing that was like really sad.
My name is Dr. Anthony Levitino. I'm a practicing obstetrician gynecologist and I've performed over 1,200 abortions. Today I'm going to describe a second trimester surgical abortion called dilatation and evacuation, or D&E. A D&E is performed between 13 and 24 weeks of pregnancy. After administering anesthesia, the abortionist uses a weighted speculum, like this one, that opens the vagina widely. Because second trimester babies are so large, this greater access facilitates a late-term abortion. Late-term abortion requires that the cervix be prepared 24 to 48 hours in advance with laminaria. Laminaria is a type of sterilized seaweed that absorbs water over 8 to 12 hours and swells to several times its original diameter. Once removed, metal dilators can be used to further open the cervix as needed. Once the cervix has been stretched open, the suction tube is placed inside. A baby at 20 weeks gestation is as big as the length of my hand, from head to rump, not counting the legs. The suction machine is turned on, and pale yellow amniotic fluid surrounding the baby is suctioned out through the catheters. With babies this big, they don't fit through catheters this size. The baby's bones and skull are too strong to be torn apart by suction alone. This is a sofa clamp. A sofa clamp is made of stainless steel. It's about 13 inches long. The business end is about 2.5 inches long and 1/2 inch wide, and there are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. The abortionist uses this clamp to grasp an arm or leg. Once he has a firm grip, the abortionist pulls hard in order to tear the limb from the baby's body. One by one, the rest of the limbs are removed, along with the intestines, the spine, and the heart and lungs. Usually the most difficult part of the procedure is extracting the baby's head, which is about the size of a large plum at 20 weeks. The head is grasped and crushed. The abortionist knows he has crushed the skull when a white substance comes out of the cervix. This was the baby's brains. The abortionist then removes skull pieces. He removes the placenta and any leftover parts of the baby with a curette, scraping the lining of the uterus for any remaining tissue. The abortionist then collects the baby parts and reassembles them to make sure that there are two arms, two legs, and all the pieces. Once all the parts have been accounted for, the abortion is complete. For the woman, this procedure carries a significant risk of major complications, including perforation or laceration of the uterus or cervix, with possible damage to the bowel, bladder, and other maternal organs. Infection and hemorrhage can also occur, which can even lead to death. Future pregnancies are also at greater risk for loss or premature delivery due to abortion-related trauma and injury to the cervix. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm Dr. Anthony Levitino, and in the early part of my career as an OBGYN, I performed over 1,200 abortions. One day, after completing one of those abortions, I looked at the remains of a preborn child whose life I had ended, and all I could see was someone's son or daughter. I came to realize that killing a baby at any stage of pregnancy for any reason is wrong. I want you to know today, no matter where you're at or what you've done, you can change. Make a decision today to protect the preborn. Thank you for your time.
There you have it. Hope you weren't eating your lunch while that was on. Let's go through these stats quickly in the final minute, though. Stats from the Gut Marker Institute, because, again, the argument is always, what about rape? What about incest? Here are the percentage of incest, rape, etc., that resulted from that, resulted in an abortion. Pregnancy resulted from an incestuous relationship. 0.01% of abortions. Woman's life was endangered by the pregnancy, 0.65%. The woman was raped, 0.85%. Woman's physical health was threatened by the pregnancy, 0.2%. The baby was aborted for social or economic reasons, that's 6.2% of abortions. And then no reason given for abortions in America is 92.3%. So you add that up, almost 99% of cases of abortion are for social or economic reasons, or simply elective. The woman chose to because it was presumably an inconvenience. So again, that is defeated, that narrative. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.